Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is October 9th, 6 o'clock meeting of the County Commissioners. Let's all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coates?
Here.
All present and accounted for. Looking for an approval or a motion for the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion on the agenda? All those in favor to approve the agenda, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Motion passes. We need a motion for the consent agenda.
Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Second. We have a motion and a second on the consent agenda. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Motion passes. We've come time for public comment. We're opening the public comment. Anybody wishing to speak has 3 minutes. Step up to the mic.
Bob Wiley, Emmett County. I think we are all aware of some of the national and international goings on, and I'm like many others, a little bit worried that, not just a little bit worried, I've mentioned it here before, that we may be entering conditions that would favor a World War III. But if that comes to pass, we still need to have a good governing body here locally, and I've got to meet and talk to many of you, and I think you represent a very, very, very strong board, and I hope that you can continue to work together to take good care of our communities. One of the major problems in the communities in recent years has been the COVID handling of things such as masks. Were they necessary? Maybe not. How about the shutdowns of churches and schools? Was that necessary? Maybe not. How about the vaccination itself? Did that do more harm than good? I am a physician, and I've had opportunity to study this in quite a detail, and I'm retired, been retired for 20 years, so maybe my credentials could be questioned, but I've spent many, 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 many hours studying the efficacy of the vaccine and feel, as I've stated in this room and in the health department room board meetings, that it looks to me like the information coming out is that the vaccination probably did more harm than good. If that's the case, and if the public loses confidence in our national and state hierarchy of politicians and corporate leaders, that it'll come into question whether good decisions have been made in the past. And when they follow some of the money related to COVID, I think that it's going to come down pretty hard on the group that's been all in on some of these policies that now turn to be not so good. But I'm hoping that this board and the health board can make decisions in the future that will protect our citizens in case things go from bad to really, really bad.
Thank you. Who's next? Anybody else wants to speak at the public comment? I'll give you one more chance. Anybody else wants to speak at the public comment? Okay, we're going to close public comment. And I'm going to turn it over to Brian, and he's going to introduce the next guest.
All right, it's my pleasure to introduce Brent Schenck, Engineer Manager from the Road Commission. Frank Zulski is the Chairman of the Road Commission Board. And Mark Hoffman, another Road Commissioner. Appreciate you guys coming.
Come on up.
Please approach.
We're going to change it up on you a little bit this year.
All right.
I'm Frank Zulski, and we thought we'd change it up a little bit. We'd give you a commissioner's perspective, and then Brent will follow up with more detail. First of all, on behalf of my fellow commissioners and the Road Commission and the townships, we want to thank you for offering that match that you made last year. I want to let you know that 15 of the townships exceeded or met that match. That's $750,000 into road projects that wouldn't have taken place without your help. And we hold annual township meetings, and we've started a few already. And the consensus out of there is they're filing the paperwork to get that match money because they want to go at it again and utilize that money, not necessarily all for roads, but utilize it for better improvement. So, again, thank you. It's made a huge impact on the quality of roads in here. They didn't just spend it on local roads. Several townships put it toward primary roads where we're struggling as a road commission to keep up. One example is Bliss put a tremendous amount of money into Pleasant View Road North, and we met with them previously. We'll meet with the other townships later this week, but their intent is to fix another stretch of that Pleasant View North. So we'll have a good connector. I will later talk on something about that connector that will make it better for tourism and for travel to utilize that. One thing I want to give Brent credit for is we changed things up a little bit last year. We used to always have our annual meetings in January. And, of course, when you had the annual meeting, there's no way to actually give an estimate to the townships. So what we did last year, we started our annual meetings in October. Like I say, they're taking place right now. That gives our supervisory staff an opportunity to get out there where there's no snow on the road. They can give them a pretty precise estimate for the project so the township will approve of it. And the added benefit to that is that we can get our bids out so much earlier. Last year, we put bids out at the end of November, and we were receiving replies in January. The other caveat to it is, too, that these contractors out there, there's only so many of them, but they've all basically got empty plates going into the first of the year. They're going to want to put something on that plate. And what we found through the last year's bidding process, we saved up to 10% on getting the bids in early. So those township dollars were getting more than the dollar. What we found is some late bids that came in, they went up as 20% over engineer costs. So through Brent's guidance, we are intending to continue meeting in October, work with our townships to improve the roads there. I guess the next thing I want to mention is that when COVID hit, we took a pretty hard hit. Our MTF fund was down over $700,000, which we got no reimbursement for. We, through guidance with our finance director and everything, we were just getting on our feet, and here comes inflation. And it just like we just can't keep to get going on it. But I want to comment on in 2020, Representative Bergman notified Brian that, hey, there's some pork barrel projects out there for COVID. If you can get the paperwork showing that you need it and can use it, I'll see if I can get you that grant. And lo and behold, in 2021, Brian received notification from Representative Bergman that we got a $1.44 million grant to improve Shore Drive from Cross Village all the way to Sturgeon Bay Trail, a total of 4.5 miles. That road is in total, it's rated as a 2. It can't be rated much worse than that. This project was going to improve that. They were going to do everything. They were going to crush and shape. They were going to gravel it, 24 foot of paved asphalt and gravel shoulders, restoration, and pavement markings. That's a heavily used tourism route, and the pavement markings are critical with the bikes on the road right now. And what it would do is move it up. What's happened with inflation, the $1.44 million, we have to have a 20% match on top of the 80%. So what it came out to is that we would have had to come up with $360,000 to acquire the $1.44. However, the engineer's estimate now currently is at $2.1 million from the $1.8. Bottom line put in onto it, we're somewhere between $700,000 and $750,000 we will have to find in our budget in order to utilize those federal dollars to improve a number two road that's a main artery in Emmett County. We're going to find it. Cross Village Township has said that they will contribute a fair amount towards it, which will be helpful. We're hoping that what you will do when you consider your 2024 budget to consider possibly if you can help utilize those federal dollars. Because, again, like I said, it is a main artery. And what that will do now, it'll get us the Sturgeon Bay Trail. As I commented previously, Bliss has already fixed up quite a proportion of North Pleasant View Road. We're going to have good roads through there. We're making 10- and 12-year improvements with the shoulder improvements and the paving and whatnot. So I want to thank you tremendously again for where we've come. Our townships are looking forward to utilizing that grant. They said they're filling the paperwork already. They may need that money as early as May because we're putting the early bids in, and some of that work may happen. And again, if there's any way you can consider when you get into your 2024 budget, if there's any help you can give us, we're not going to lose that $1.44 million. But we will, I don't know what kind of adjustments we'll have to make, but we will come up with it. Thank you. Brent?
I just wanted to cover some of the events that happened around the Road Commission in 2022. With our partners throughout the county, we accomplished almost $8.4 million in construction across the county. That come from about $2.8 million in revenue from the townships. We received about $1 million in federal aid. Our local tribe contributed about $700,000 to our road system. We received about $300,000 from the Grand Traverse Bay Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians for a project on Country Club Road. The Conservation Resource Alliance brought $200,000 towards a bridge project, and the Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council also brought about $60,000 to our county for road stream crossing improvements. And we received quite a bit of money from MDOT in 2022, about $1.7 million for some upgrades to the detour route for that Alanson project. That's a lot of money that we don't usually see from MDOT. So all in all, that brought about $8.4 million in road improvements to the county. 22 miles of improvements were made on our primary roads. About 34 miles of local roads were improved. Several culverts were replaced, and we actually were able to replace a bridge on Robinson Road. It was a major project. And that was the last span on the Maple River. It's now a free-spanned river. It's a pretty major accomplishment for some of the conservation groups in the country. So that was a pretty interesting project. As far as maintenance went in our county, we spent about $4.3 million on maintenance of the county roads in 2022. About 52% of that is what it costs us to plow our roads in wintertime. We saw about $2 million from the state for maintenance, and we spend about 63% of that on plowing the state system in the wintertime. It's a pretty busy year for the county. Not part of 2022, but we had the Camp Petasiga project last year that was completed. I think we improved that road for a good long time. And we also had the sign replacement that the board helped us with also. Those signs are all made. They're at the Road Commission, and we're working on getting those up. Probably going to take another 9 to 10 months before we have them all fully installed across the county. Some of our challenges moving forward right now, as Frank alluded to, we have a shortfall of road funding. One of the most recent studies statewide shows that we're about $4.9 billion underfunded in our road system, if we wanted to bring all the paved roads in the state up to a good condition, which is a pretty monumental task. The millage in the townships have, that's made a huge impact in our county. We've brought in a little over $45 million since it originally went into place. We still got a long ways to go, but our roads are deteriorating a lot faster than we can get funding to put back into them. Inflation is a big factor for us right now. The last couple of years, we've probably seen 10 to 15% increases in construction costs. Over the last 10 years, there's some numbers out now that shows about a 70% increase in road construction over the last 10 years. And that's far outpacing what any kind of increase in our MTF revenues or federal revenues are bringing to us. Another big factor for us right now is the cost of replacing our maintenance equipment. Nowadays, it costs us about $320,000 to put a plow truck on the road, plus about an 18-month lead time. So right now, when we bid trucks out, we're just bidding out a spot in line for the next set of trucks that rolls off the line, and then we got to wait another 6 or so months to get them outfitted. 20 years ago, those trucks on the road were just under $100,000. So anytime we make strides with the state, the legislature, of getting our funding increased, inflation in what we do is eating us alive. Moving forward, though, we do have a pretty aggressive roads needs list. We're working on it with our federal funds. The tribes are working with us. The conservation groups are still bringing money to the county for stream crossing improvements. Anybody got any questions?
Brent, you said 320 grand for a truck. Yeah, like 28 trucks or something like that.
Yeah, we have 30 plow trucks on the road.
Yeah. Wow. What is the percentage of townships that participate with the millage?
I think 15 out of the 16 actually assess the millage. I believe Resort Township doesn't yet because they're still getting outside funding that they're bringing between $600,000 and $700,000 a year, plus some of the out of the regular general fund towards road work.
Thanks.
Yeah, Resort gets it from Bay Harbor. They don't assess.
Maple River only assesses half. That's the only other township. The rest of them assess the full mill. Some have gone outside and voted in one or two or three more mills. Springville for one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, we have Marty from the Building Department. Good to see your smiling face today.
Thank you. Good evening. Excuse me. I think at some point in my 24-year career with the county, I've had some interaction with all of you, so I don't really need to go into a long intro here. I've been with the Building Department since 1999, have been building official since 2007. I am the second building official that Emmett County has had since 1975, so we stick around for a long time. I'm here tonight to present the 2022 Building Department Annual Report. This report is kind of a history, an ongoing history of our department's function. I've been writing these since 2011. There's a lot of similarities year to year, though there are also improvements in them. But I see it as a history book for the department as a whole. When I look back at the old annual reports that were given here before the board, they were usually a list of permits that were issued and how the budget worked out for the department for the year. So I provide a little bit more information in the report so that you as the commissioners can see what's going on, but also so that the public can see once these are posted online. You were all provided with a copy of this report in advance of tonight's meeting. So I'm not going to review page by page, but there are a few highlights that I'd like to call your attention to. First being department staff. There's a list of our department team members on page 3 of the report. This report shows, through all of the information that's in it, that 2022 was a record breaker for our department. And that's going back through all the historical data that I have. This adds a bit of stress to our team during those busy times of the year. Especially spring and fall, when people are wrapping projects up or trying to get them started. So I want to thank here at our meeting publicly our team of inspectors, our administrative staff for the job that they do. They do a lot of work with the number of people that we have, and their efforts are certainly appreciated in providing the best service that we can to our customers. Next item is fleet vehicles, which is detailed on page 4. Years ago, it was common practice for the inspectors to use their own vehicles for inspections and then be reimbursed at the going IRS rate. Prior to 2010, that was the practice. Since then, we have used county-owned vehicles. In the year 2022, compared to paying mileage, we saved the county $25,837.58. Since we started using fleet vehicles in 2010, there's been over $110,000 saving to the county over paying mileage. So the fleet vehicle system works quite well. Looking at permit activity, which is page 5 through 8, the permits issued noted for 2022 does show a good level of permit activity, well above the previous years noted. We issued 5,398 permits total. That's among the trades of building, electrical, mechanical, and plumbing. Those exceed all of the years prior for the historic data that we have, and the highest number of permits issued since 2005 by the department. Inspection activity was equally high. Pages 9 through 11 show those numbers. Staff completed 15,222 inspections in 2022. Again, the highest number that we have on record. Pages 12 through 16 report the financial activity of the department and how we've operated, trying to stay within our budget or stay below our budget. The department has worked really hard to keep our level of spending down to a reasonable amount so that our permit fees don't have to be increased. Department revenue is generated through permit fees assessed through the permits that we issued. As shown on page 15, since 2012, the department has covered all of its expenses per year through the permit fees that were collected and has not required any assistance from the general fund. As noted in the report, not all construction projects are completed within the year that the permit is issued. I'd like to use the McLaren project as an example. We issued the building permit for their addition in 2018. That addition wasn't completed until 2021. The fees for those permits were collected in 2018, so those fees have to be stretched over the years of those long projects like that. The alteration project at the hospital, which was issued after the addition, continues today to be worked on. So those fees collected for that addition in 2021 are still covering the inspection fees necessary to get that project to the point of final approval. Each year when presenting this report to the board, and as noted on page 15, I do take a moment to remind the board that the State Construction Code Act does indicate that all fees collected by the department do have to stay with the department for their expenses. That is something that we've worked hard with the finance department to take care of, to make sure those funds stay where they are. Historical data on page 15 again shows that the funds collected by the department do support our program, and since 2012 we've operated on the positive side. That includes over the years making sure that all those funds that were contributed to the department from the general fund were returned to that general fund. Lastly, I do want to thank the board for allowing me to be here to present this to you tonight. I know I didn't go page by page, but I think hopefully you've all had a chance to look through the report, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions for Marty? I guess you did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Good job, Marty. Good report. Up next, we have the administrator's report.
Good evening. Thank you for allowing me time to speak tonight. This is our first day for the larger airplanes coming into Pelston. I did not get a report from Ryan, so I will get that next week. I'll see how it is set up. They've been working with TSA to allow these larger airplanes to come in through summer of 2024, and that at that point we'll evaluate what that might look like for years to come. They did, a week and a half ago, their tabletop exercise. They did a simulation of a downed airplane, commercial airplane at the airport. It's a tabletop exercise. They had all the first responders, our mutual aid partners there, and went very well. And they're planning for an activity coming up next summer. Sheriff Department, Sheriff Wallen wanted me to make sure that he, once again, this is the 21st year in a row that Emmett County's jail services in their inspection received 100% compliance. Parks and Recreation, as you can see, September was very busy in our rentals at Camp Petasiga, 498 this year versus 372 last year. We had our first Halloween activity the 7th. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't great, but we still had a sellout crowd, and our next one is on the 14th. As we reported before, the Crooked River Locks is shut down for the remainder of the season. They did have a repair. Unfortunately, the repair that they tried to do did not work, so more work to be done there. Budget preparation, we have been meeting with every department for the last week and a half. We're finishing up hopefully tomorrow, so we'll schedule those reports with you. We sit down with every department, go through their budgets, and then we'll present those budgets and we'll schedule those meetings out with you. We have several proposals on the street right now. The front desk security proposals on out. DPW has a replacement for their bailer system, and we also have a consulting service for Brownfield Authority. That is my report tonight.
All right. Any questions for Dave tonight? Okay. So we have no unfinished business. Moving on to new business. We have the circuit court recovery.
Yes. If you recall, last year they received a grant to put together a felony drug court, and they're calling it recovery court. They've had funding put together preliminary what it would take to actually do to put this together. Now they have received funding from the state of $40,000 to implement a program. They also have received some funding from North Michigan Regional Entity to cover the rest of the cost of the program. So as we go through the budget process, you'll see this budget coming forward. Right now, it's all grant funded.
Okay, thank you. Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the FY24 57th Circuit Recovery Court SCAO grant award for the amount of $40,000 and authorize county administrator to sign all necessary documents.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes. Motion passes. Come on, cursor. Up next, we have the friend of the court.
Friend of the court, this we came to you last year. We did a one-year probationary period with the referee. I'm happy to report that everything went well, and now they're looking and requesting to do a two-year contract. The amount of the contract would be, depending on the caseload, between $24,000 and a maximum of $36,000 per year.
Thank you. Could we have the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the attached contract with Kyle Legal for services as a referee for the 57th Circuit Court for a maximum of $36,000 per year, commence January 1, 2024, and terminate December 31, 2025, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's call the roll.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next, we have Enbridge.
Yes, the Sheriff Department applied for a grant through Enbridge Fueling Futures Program. They have a need for dry suits for their dive team, and they were awarded a grant of $10,000 to help offset the cost of the dive suits.
Thank you. Could we have the motion?
I'll make that motion. I move that the board approve the Enbridge Fueling Futures grant in the amount of $10,000 for the purchase of new dry suits for the Sheriff's Office dive team and authorize the county administrator to sign all necessary documents.
Second. Support.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Motion passes. Up next, we have the RFP for the ambulance power load.
This is a power cot that we have in all of our ambulances at this point. This is an end-of-life replacement. It is budgeted in our 2023 budget. It would be awarded to Stryker Sales LLC for an amount of $29,304.89.
Thank you. Do we have the motion?
I'll make that. I move that the board approve the purchase of one ambulance power load cot fastener system from Stryker Sales LLC in the amount of $29,304.89, pending a suitable contract to be determined by civil counsel and the administrator, and authorize the administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Don't use end of life when you're talking about ambulances.
I'm talking about him next.
Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Motion passes. Up next is the RFP for the ambulance remount.
Yes, this is where we put a new chassis. We put the patient care compartment. We take that off and put it on a new chassis. As you heard just before, scheduling to try to get these new vehicles. If you look at the date of this one, we're looking at the first quarter of 2026 before this arrives. Kodiak Emergency Service has done most of our remounts, and their price is $165,597, and this is currently in our 2023 operating budget.
Thank you. Could we have the motion?
I move to approve the bid from Kodiak Emergency Vehicles for the remounting of the patient care compartment on a new vehicle chassis and refurbishment of the existing patient compartment of the ambulance in the amount of $165,597, and authorize the county administrator to sign the purchase order and any other required documents to facilitate the transaction.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillen?
Yes. Motion passes. Up next, we have non-motorized trail.
Yes, hopefully you looked in your package. We've been working with the City of Harbor Spring. They're looking at bringing the regional bike trail into downtown Harbor Springs. It meanders throughout the area, and it comes through the park where they're building the new skate park right now. And they're looking, there's a trail that already comes through there, but they're looking at coming down on the service side of Bay Bluffs. So if you can imagine Bay Bluffs here, the park is right here. We were at the site. We went through the site, had Bay Bluff staff there plus us. What they're requesting does not impact our day-to-day operation because if you saw the site, the skate park has been now moved so they can put that where it will not affect the operation of the road coming in and out of Bay Bluffs. The easement is a very small easement, and after reviewing it, we're working with legal. I think we have the best possibility to get that trail to get into Harbor Springs.
Thank you. Could we have the motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve Harbor Springs' request for a non-motorized easement across Emmett County property and authorize the county administrator to sign any required documents connected to this request on behalf of the board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Motion passes. Up next is communication. We have, we will post a resolution for Emmett County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. And moving on. Up next, we'll open public comment. If anybody wishes to speak, step up to the mic.
I know you can't answer questions, but with that last, what do you call it, the non-motorized trail easement, if I'm understanding, it's going to be going right in front of Bay Bluffs. Can I ask that much?
I'm happy to discuss this after a meeting with her, and no, it does not.
Okay. That probably answers my question. Thank you, and I will talk to you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak at the mic? So we've come up to the time of the announcements, and the next Board of Commissioners meeting will be held on October 19th in this room at 6 o'clock. And we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.